This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Now, back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. We bring in my great friend, Roger Stone, longtime political consultant and strategist, close advisor to one Donald Trump, New York Times, 3 to 4 p.m. on, or is it 3 to 5 p.m. on Sundays?
3 to 5 on Sundays there at WABCRadio.com.
There you go. And StoneZone.com, that's the right website?
That is correct. StoneZone.com is where you can get everything, Roger Stone.
All right, so I spent a lot of time with Donald Trump this week. We had a wonderful interview on economic issues and other related issues. He was fabulous, Roger. I mean, he was just at the top of his game 2 days, 2 days after that stupid Georgia indictment. It was a great honor. The whole thing was just wonderful. I don't know if you saw it or heard about it or read about it, but he was at the top of his game. Now, the question, Roger, is there's a regularly scheduled Fox News-sponsored debate in Milwaukee, Wisconsin on Wednesday. Maggie Haberman is writing in the New York Times that he is not going to show up. What does Roger Stone think?
I think that's a very solid decision, first of all, because Fox, in their last interview with him, which he did with Bret Baier, every single question was hostile. They were nonetheless hostile. And why should he elevate these other candidates when you're leading now by 60 points? Even the great Ronald Reagan, who both you and I revere as a tax cutter, even Ronald Reagan never had this intensity or this level of strength within the Republican Party. Why would you just give these lesser-known candidates an opportunity to take pot shots at you? You have nothing to gain and everything to lose. I'm not saying he should never debate, but he most certainly should not do this debate.
Well, my interview with him was fair and square.
First of all, Larry, happy birthday. And then secondarily, I did see the interview. He really was on his game because he understands the key to economic growth and prosperity for all Americans to be the key to his return to the White House. It's the economy, stupid. We don't help the economy by shipping billions of dollars to a war in Ukraine when we have no peace talks even ongoing. But nonetheless, he totally gets it. And anybody who wants to juxtapose his record with the record of the current administration can see the stark choice.
Well, the reason I did it, and he loved it when I proposed it to him, is I'm trying to get people to listen to what he's saying on these key policy issues to rejuvenate America and to show a growth and prosperity agenda and so forth. And he was absolutely terrific. Now, you know, he asked me, Roger, after the debate, we talked for quite some time personally. I mean, I happen to love the guy. I admit it openly. I was honored to serve him in the government. And then a bunch of us had dinner together. He asked me, I didn't give him a view, okay? I don't give him political views. I just said, if you do it, you're gonna clobber the rest of them. I mean, you know that. He's a terrific debater. And he knows more about the issues, five times more about the issues than any of these others running. That's all I said. I didn't say do it or not do it. I just said, if you do it, you'll clobber him, which he will, wouldn't he?
I think he certainly will. I traveled with him for 4 days, I guess 2 weeks ago. I've never seen him more upbeat, more resolute, more resilient, more determined. I mean, when you consider the enormous burden that he's under, the fact that they have now totally weaponized our political system, our judicial system, and they want to criminalize perfectly acceptable political activity, it's absurd. I mean, I was attacked on MSNBC this week because I correctly said in a video the role of the state legislatures under Article 2 of the U.S. Constitution in terms of certifying electors to the Presidential Electoral College. I didn't talk about fake electors. I didn't talk about rigged elections. I simply stated the law and the history as it is, and the immediate calls for my incarceration on X, now formerly known as Twitter, were ubiquitous. I was trending for 2 days by simply correctly, accurately, and historically the Constitution and the law. It's ridiculous.
With crime running rampant in New York, you need to keep yourself and your family safe. Obtaining your concealed carry firearm licenses can be difficult and time-consuming. That's where MyFirstPistol.com comes in. They'll help you secure your concealed carry license.
If you're looking for a pistol, premise, rifle, or shotgun license, call 347-559-7052. 347-559-7052. You must have a valid firearm license issued by the NYPD to purchase, possess, or shoot a handgun or pistol in NYC.
Well, we had a little while ago on this show, we had Professor Alan Dershowitz and his article, Al Gore, his legal team and I tried to find uncounted presidential votes, lobbied officials, and fought in the courts in 2000. The only difference now, the candidate's name is Donald Trump, and that's why this prosecution is an outrage. He's talking about Georgia. I mean, that's Dershowitz, who is not a Trump voter, right? And he acknowledges that openly. But regarding the law and the Constitution, the Georgia indictment, and I think the others too, it's an outrage. It's an outrage. But, of course, you think in a debate, Mr. Trump will have a chance to get his policy issues out there? Or is it all going to be about this stuff?
That's the distraction. I think that he's going to be constantly attacked over these what we New Yorkers call fugazi indictments when there is no crime. He's doing these terrific Agenda 47 videos in which he's addressing every issue. The economic ones have been particularly strong. Larry, to be honest with you, I have urged him to return to X, formerly known as Twitter, where he still has 81 million followers. I like Truth Social, the social media website that he owns. I'm on it. I like it. It's great. But you can reach millions, millions more. I don't say you should go there every day. I don't even say you should go there every week. But when he has an important policy matter about economic growth or about the war in Ukraine or about the activities of the Chinese that are adverse to this country, that's the place I think he should go and talk. I have country and Western superstar Lee Greenwood, the man who wrote God Bless the USA. Also, Garrett Ziegler of the Marco Polo Research Group, who has completely published and digitized and footnoted the Hunter Biden laptop content. It's a very, very interesting show. By the way, Larry, he is the nephew of Ron Ziegler.
Ron Ziegler. I knew. Roger Stone, 3 to 5 p.m. Sundays on WABC Radio. Thank you, buddy. Folks, we're going to take a break and then do some stock market work on the other side. It's not a good story.